הגמרא משאלת. ומי רצוי מחלקים צורך לבא? ועוד יחסיב ברשי שאופנינו. ואוכל יציאס הפסח אומרי נוח. אבי לחי ותבי לא שמיו שרי. וכמה עוד. אני צונה בועץ. He was aware of the difficulty. Because since his rotzen was that it should be noch right at the borderline, so really it is noch. Because put a kemshum chadami. But it cannot be mechuyev. And avore tchilat alim seif dalet because it's not melachas machsheves. Because the second anoche, there are two anoches here. So the first anoche is in accordance with melachas machsheves. The second anoche not. So that was that's what this is what bothered her, the Rakunaram. But what did he say? Roshim Yusari. Vikalovi. It's not a question of Roshim Yusar. It's an incorrect expression, it's an incorrect Roshim. Not the Roshim Yusar. Not the Roshim Yusar. So what does the Maram mean? So obviously that we have to say the Mishat and Rashi means, and that's probably what the Maram means. So when he says אוכל בחיים, כאילו אוכל, ואוכל מציץ הפסח, נת הולוי נוח, פיריד. בואתי סייס, ואוכל מציץ הפסח, הולוי נוח מעבר לסיר דלת עם החיים. נדורץ, it goes together. It too it is נוח, but it is not the kind of נוח and then נוע קירה, with a נוע נוח, חיוביס. This is what it means. V'ochem yitzis ha-pesach holoi noch v'hevi l'isim dalet. Not holoi noch, stop. But holoi noch v'hevi l'isim dalet n'chayim atavaye. It's not, it doesn't involve two acts of itzoye. One act of itzoye of meitzim v'shus ha-yochid, v'shus ha-rabim, and is noch right after the borderline. And then a new itzoye of mitchilas dalet l'isim dalet with the second anoche, that is mechayevim. That not, it's all, in other words, this is what Maram means. Not holy, v'ochim yitzis ha-pesach holy noch, stop. But v'ochim yitzis ha-pesach holy noch v'hevel is it alet. True, it's noch, but it is not the kind of noch that it's noch and then a new itzoye with the second anoche. It's noch and without a new anoche that should be mechayevim. So mele, holy noch v'hevel is it alet. The Nechayev Atavai. So, Bimele, so, Umitzi, Umiwa, so Yehudi Mishayev, the Miskaimo Machshavtei, Do Noch, Bioshus Arabi. Do Noch, Bioshus Arabi. So, in other words, so, it is Noch, Bioshus Arabi, because it's Miskaimo Machshavtei. So, it became Noch the moment it crossed the borderline. And even though it continued to be in motion until it stopped for at the end of the Ladames, but Alpidin, that motion is considered as in a state of Anoch. This is how the Maram explains it. Not that when he says Roshim Yusar, he means that he doesn't mean Holy Noch stop, but Holy Noch the Evel is it all in Schaim Adavai. Now let's see what Masho says. Masho was also Baruch. עד כמה שנתבדי, ואם יציא את הפסח הוא נוח. לא יצא את ציר כפו לקמין הנהש. לא, יצא את זה, דו, זה מסתק למשהו. ודאי, ואם יציא את הפסח נוח. Because here Rashi says, הוא לא נוח. I think that there is a mistake here. ודאי, ואם יציא את הפסח נוח. דו, יצא לה יציא. Kaboy loy kamin and hashtel the rotalima. So why does Rashi say Vochimitis a pesach holy noch el the rotalima? Doimitis a pesach holy noch al das lahavia. Atsim talid in chayev gam avochim. So in other words, his rotzen was not. Rashi explains it. I mean, the Vasho explains the Rashi. I think that there is one word that should be speaking out from the Masho. Vadai di mitzias a Pesach. Noch. Not only noch. Because this is the question that he asks against Rashi. Vadai di mitzias a Pesach noch. Do it's like tzir kabodol. If you say if there is no to receive any marshal, so then it doesn't make sense. The marshal. Marshal doesn't make sense. Vadai di mitzias a Pesach noch. Do it's like tzir kabodol. Doesn't make sense. But vadai di mitzias a Pesach noch. Do it's like tzir kabodol. Can you rush it? So why does Rashi say, "Om noch vehevir"? And the Rotzel Eimar, do you not see as a Pesach linoch, al das lehavi ratzi dalet, din chayim gam ha'avore, un chayim lai tzoyin, it's kind of machshavte, it's not the kind of noch, with the new akire, to make a new anoche. Because his Rotzel was just for one anoche, not for two anoches. So it's loy noch, with the intention of making a second anoche. This is how he explained it. Right, I mean, it's similar to the way the Maram explained. But anyway, this is the Pshat. This is the Pshat in Rashi. In other words, I mean, as Rabbi Kveiga says in his Rosh Chodesh, the previous Rashi, that when Rashi says, because Rabbi Yehuda only applies the Halacha of Kudu Kin Shimuncho, if it's a Sardim Machshavte. But if it's not a Sardim Machshavte, alright, so that's the Maram's Rashi. So even if we assume that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Lezer that Mechayev Atobin Mokimah, but how can Mechayev Shtai? So in other words, so this is the terms of the Gemara. Now the way the Mashor explained the Rashi. Bochim Yitzis HaPesach Hol Inoch Mehever Lissim Dalet. There was no Anoche, one Anoche with the intention of that there should be a second Anoche. So the Gemara's Teretz is, no. Here we are dealing with the case where his Rotzen, his Kavone was that there should be one Anoche and a second Anoche. Bochim Yitzis HaPesach Now, from this lotion of Rashi, when Rashi says, so we see that Rashi emphasizes, so it's mashma that in order that it should conform to Mleches Machsheves, it's not necessary that it should be makpit davke kol mokim shetirtze tenuach. In other words, as long as he is indifferent, so it also conforms to Mleches Machsheves. When doesn't it conform to Mleches Machsheves? If he has a kepede to the culture. So in other words, when the Gemara said Yilehorek Aboyelo, that davke, that it should, that Yilehorek Aboyelo, if his rotzen was that it should rest davke at the end of Daled Amis, that it should not rest immediately after the borderline. So the mele, it's not Mleches Machsheves. If its rotzen was that it should rest the moment it crosses the borderline. And it should not rest at the end of the Adamus. Then it's not Mleches Machsheves. But suppose he says, I don't care, it can rest here, it can rest there, it can rest in both places, then it conforms to Mleches Machsheves. Now that is certainly Rashi Shite, because of what Rashi says in Ron Godel, there in the Sugye of Atzot Chavozim. So when Rashi is in the Gemara there, that I inhale on the Dalet. And when Rashi is in the Gemara, the Amrit Havai, read the Rapshin and Psikhen Shal Yomus, so the Gemara says, Shama Och, and the Chamot is the Mishom, and Tvei Yichalei, Kehei Chadilei Yitzul Tzile. So Rashi says, Shet Am Achal, Tim Gam Ames, Rit Nichol Atzim, and Mishab, and Mitereyach Lishom, and Shal Yomus, and Yodei, Afil Meisim, Kamala Misasi, Vichim Eida Rapshin, and Bimita Deloi Yichapes Lai. So first of all, we put it out that Rashi is Chilka Noch, and that Rashi Shita is that Tzikrei Shalu Yich Pesle, so Mishayim. Israel. But then we can deduce something else. That Rashi says that where it's a Yechpes Leilu is different than Yisrael Bashabbos. So, number one, it's Chilik Adoch in regard to the Kolatirikul, the Galoche of the Moshe Mishrav, and the Och says, Sikresh of Yechpes Leilu, Kolatirikul is not Mishrav, and Rashi Shite is that Kolatirikul is Mishrav, and then in regard to Melechas Machsheves, we also see that Rashi Shiti is that where it's Lo'ich Peslei, it's Lo'ich Peslei, so then it's no Chizor in Melechas Machsheves. As Reb Chaim says that in the Kod Noch, so the Chizor of Lo'ich Peslei is in the Kolatiri Kuledikadim of the Rashi Mishram, but not in Melechas Machsheves as far as Melechas Machsheves is concerned. So if it's different, so then it is Melechas Machsheves. But when is it the chisom of Melechas Machsheves if he's unhappy? Like here. Kol kamad yizvim shomet v'nicha v'keichen v'yizl tzile. So Melech here, Rashi also emphasizes in the kolmokim shetir tzitanuach v'chim l'yich peslei havalei ki umach shove v'tavai. Now, I think that I discussed when we went over the Suki and Kol Kodol that the Rashbo Shite is contrary to Rashi Shite. That the Rashbo Shite is, and of course the Rashbo, what the Rashbo says, I mean what Reb Chaim says is not true according to the Rashbo. Reb Chaim doesn't say it in the Rashbo. But the Rashbo Shite is that from the point of view of Melechas Machsheves, so he has to be Mechavim Dafke for this. But if he is indifferent and he doesn't care, so then, according to the Rashbo, he does not come within Melechas Machsheves. So according to the Rashbo couldn't use that expression. In other words, the Rashbo would explain that I wanted it should be Noch after crossing the borderline, and that it should be Noch after the Adamis. That it should be considered Noch Likadi Shabbos. And the Rashbo uses that Rosh, because it's the Rashbo Lishitose. But Rashi is Lishitose, because according to Rashi, when is it a Chisom? In Reches Machsheves, only when he's unhappy, when he doesn't want it. So when the Gemara said, Yilohoche Keboyelo, it means Yilohoche Keboyelo, and he did not want the Feresh not. The other way, on the Horeke Boyalo, Yilohoche Boyalo, Dafke, the end of the Adamis, and Bifere Shnat, the moment it crosses the borderline. Alright, now, Pshite, Nishabel Yisrik Shneino, Nizorak Arba, Harikosav Shein Mishime. So the Gemara says it first, yes, what it is.
Alright, so we see now, we said that in this case, when we get to the first, Anoch Akir, Hanukkah occurred and it was Nekar and Hanukkah again.
Yeah.
So we see now Rav Yehuda doesn't require a Malkam Dalit for Akirah. So why wasn't mentioned this case in that Dalit?
What is it?
This case, it wasn't an Akirah from a Malkam Dalit. So why wasn't it mentioned in that Dalit?
Well, this is only according to the Havamin of the
Gimbu. No, in the Mas Kamos.
No. The Gimbu might be some Kadaitim Mikor, the Mchai, where Rav Yehuda Shtayim. Yilohoche Kaboyelo, Loche Loike Boyelo. Yilohoche Kaboyelo, Loche Loike Boyelo. So Omalei, so Lemaidi, so Lekataiti Mikore, that Mechaim Rabbi Lishtayim, Behim Mekom Mokim Shetir Zekorach, yes, what is it?
But Arab, according to the Maskona, the only reason that Rabbi Yehuda is not Mechaim Shtayim is because he's not Mechaim at all the Mokom Av. So it should be brought in Gatadav Dalet.
What?
According to the Maskona of this Sugya,
yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda would be Mechaim Shtayim if he held like Rabbi Eliezer. And that's the only reason he's not Mechayev Shtayim. So Adarav, Lamaskona, he doesn't require an Akira of Mokom Dalet. It should have been brought to Daf Dalet. This is only the Salkadaita.
All right, fine, but Mele, there is no Braise before Eshet. There is no Hecha from this Braise. So why should the Gemara mention it?
But there are other things there that were brought without Akira.
Right.
The Gemara was Doche right away.
I mean, so here...
All the cases there was no
If we say that Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev only one, so the Mele, you cannot... There is no Hecha from Rabbi Yehuda's Din. So the Gemara couldn't mention it. Pshita nischav nizrik shmeino mizorak arba harikosav shei mishimne. This is what Gemara says at first. So, I mean, according to Rashi, so it's only this Alpidaito Chavimah. So if he's mischavon nizrik shmei, v'zorak arba, so harikos afshin mishimen and mischay. Right, now suppose someone has the kavone to write shimen, but then he only wrote shimen, so mischay. Why? Because yesh mechobos haimone. So when he was mischavon to write shimen, so he was mischaving also shimen. You cannot write shimen ayin vov nun without writing first shimen. So we may have yesh mechobos haimone. So you more assume here that when he's mischaving he's like shimen and zorak arba. So because of shimen, because when he was mischaving to be zeirik shimen. Shmeino. So he had kavone to that the ball should pass four ames plus four ames. So mele there was kavone on the first four ames also. So then it rested after the first four ames. So it is nasis machshavte, because when he was mischaving that it should pass eight ames. So in effect he was mischaving. It should pass first four ames and then other four ames. So maybe it's high. But it's having is like arba resurrection. Suppose this kavone is that it should pass only four ames and then pass eight ames and it rested after eight ames. So his kavone was not fulfilled. Ma mi abrino or afikley. So that, after all, he was mischavon to be zeirek, but his kavone was just for formal, and it passed it. But it's not necessary that it should pass, that it should be mavia in tames. So maybe it's chayev on dilma. No, heichadiboy holy loch. So even though he was mischavon liyiser, but there is a loch of meches machsheves. That even if it's mischavim liyiser, mischavim liyokiteini, liyokatanovi, you see his own supporter. Because when Nasim machshavte, so here too, so he should be put. So Yomar says, V'lav ha'ile d'om alei rabbi, l'rabashi. V'lom alei, so, according to Rashi, this Gemara. So the Gemara first assumed that in the case of mischavim liyizrik shmein, of Zorak Arba, goes without saying that he's part. That he's chayev. It is chayev. But the more had this offic in the case of mischavim liyizrik arba v'zorak shmein. So then the more says, "V'rav ha'ile d'omar li'rabbi l'rav Ashi, v'omar li v'imir kol mokim shetirotze tunuach, v'omar li kol mokim shetirotze tunuach." So Rashi is saying that the Tarzan is now saying, even though at first, the Gemores took it for granted that Mischavim Lizrik Shmein of Izorak Arba. He said, L'chayev. Now the Gemore refutes him. And now the Gemore is saying, not only in the case, in the second case, of Mischavim Lizrik Arba, Izorak Shmein, so he's Potea. But even the first case, where you took it for granted that the Ischayev is also. Why? Because Lama Yidom Rabbi Ravash. So the Gemara said that only even Kolmokim Shetirtze Tanuach, but suppose it wouldn't be Kolmokim Shetirtze Tanuach. If it's lochek apoyle, he couldn't be chayev shtayim. Why not? Because it's not lochek machsheves. Ol machum chayev on kinochem mokim machshavti. Och name bit avaye lifta. Leishne nischav nizrik shmeina vizorek arba. Leishne nizrik arba vizorek shmeinu ipot. Och ek asino. Udik amre tarim kos afshem ishimet. Va nischav nizrik shmeinu vizorek dalet. Vipshitel in chinyu vekomeis. So you said there that was Arab, that there It daven was the turtle is chayev. The Nisrik Shminos are dalet. Midome. Hosom, there is no similarity between Nischavin Lisri, Nischavin Lichti, Nischavin, Nischavin Lichti Shimen, because of Shem Shimen. Hosom kol kamadu, because of Shem, we Michtav Shimen. Hilkach, because of Shem, we kabonekas. Vovid Limiloch, Vieshon, Viesh. Yesh Shem Adom B'beis Yis Alol Yis Alol. So Mele, when he was mischavin to my chin men, Ayin Vov Nun, so he could not finish the whole Meloche, the big Meloche, unless he first did the Meloche Ktano. But the Meloche Ktano is also sufficient to Mechayevi. So in Mele it's Nasis, so the Meloche Ktano was Nasis Machshav. Nasavti. Hoche. Kamod Lizori Karbal and Nizri Kalitamne. Bitmir. So Rashi explains it Bitmir. Shetunuach. Hoche Kol Kamod Lizori Dalit. Now he was Nishav and Nizri Kshmeno. So you can't say, and Vizorak Arba. So you cannot say that he should be Mechuyev. Because you cannot say Kol Kamel is on Dalit and Nuach is in Dalit when he's Dalit Litamne. If the Mitzias have been that in order that a person should be Zerik a distance of Ches Hames in Rishis Rabin, then first it must pass over a distance of Dalit Hames and Binoch, and then continue passing another four Hames and Binoch at the end of Dalit of Ches Hames, then it would be analogous to Shem Shine. But the Mitzvah is not like that. It can continue passing beyond the four Ames without making a Hanoche. Without making a Hanoche at the end of four Ames. Some Mele, the Kavone of Lizrik Shneino cannot be considered Al Kedin as the Kavone of Lizrik Dalet plus another Zrik of Dalet by Shem Shimen. So the Kavone of Shimen, of writing Shimen, is the Kavone of writing Shimen first and then Ayin Vov Nun after that. But by Mishavim Lizrik Shmeino, so it's not the Kavone when you are Mishavim to throw a distance of Chesames, it's not the Kavone. You can't split it up and say that the Kavone is to that it should throw it first for Ames and then four more Ames. No, it's a Kavone of Eid Ames. So Mele, and he didn't rest at the end of Eid Ames. He rested at the end of four Ames. So it's only Nasis Machshav. So he said, Hoche Kol Kamo. It was on Arjun Vasim, we were down in Tamil Bitmino. He would have to do this in Dalit, when it's time in Machshav. But he don't have a Shem Mishimet. Lo Shinache, Hoch, Sagasin, Oma, Mare, Kose Shem Mishimet, we don't have a Now, so this is Rashi Shite. Rashi Shite is that the Gemara refutes even the original assumption of the Gemara. That even, according to Maskona, the Gemara, so even Ischabim Mizrik Shmeino, Mizorek Arba, so is also part. But the Rajbo and the Rambam, they are here. Now, so they hold that the original assumption of the Gemara remains in Maskona. In other words, in the case of Ischabim Mizrik Shmeino, Mizorek Arba, so they are. So in the Hanami is Mechuye, because it's like Kosav Shem Mishimen. But the Gemara had Nabai, Mishav and Mizrik Arba, Mizorek Shmeino, Miyam Noor, Vikle Yudhi, Omech Riboye, Omech Riboch. So then the Gemara says, Vilav Hayne, Domalei Rabbi, Nil Rabashi, Vyomalei, Beine, Kol, Mokim Shetirotze, Tonuach, So in other words, so the Raya is in regard to the second case, not in regard to the first case. Now then the Kasha of the Gemara is, Udikamret, Hari Kosav Shem Mishimen, Midome Hosom Kamadli Kosif Shemli Michtam Lishimen. So how does Rashi explain it? Hoche Kamadli Zoe Kavali Mithabli Tamne Bitliho. So the Rashba says is Minichus. It's not Bitliho. But the Gemara is saying so the Rashba explains the Gemara as follows. Udi Kamre Tarikosa Shem Mishimen. So the Gemara says Midome Hosom Kamad because of Shem Lemichtav Lashimen. So the Mele, the Kavone of writing Shimen is the Kavone of writing first Shimen, and then after finishing Shimen, he'll write Ayin Vov Nun. So the Mele, this is Machshavte. So it is just as a person had the Kavone to be Tefer, to God, and he was Tefer one regular. So you'll say it's not Masa Machshavte. Just because his Mochek Deile that he had in mind wasn't completed, but he had the Kavone to the Mochek Tane as well. So in other words, the Kavone to Shimen is a Kavone to write first Shimen and then to write three more letters. So it's not Machshavte, but Hoche Binichuse Kamod Lizorik Arba Loim Izrik Leitame. Loim Izrik Leitame. In other words, here. It is Nischaven Lizrik Shmeino. It says, so in other words, because the Gemara is Kashi according to the Rashba, so the Gemara, was the Kamret, Hari Kosav Shem Shimen, Midome, Hosom Kamod Likosav Shem, Mimichter Lishimen, so the Gemara gives the Teretz, that here too, Hoche Kamadu Lizorik Arba Limitrak Leitamne. Leitamne. That here, that the original assumption, in other words, there was a kashe against the original assumption, and that the Gemara gives the Teretz and is Miyashi the original assumption of the Gemara. Because here too, so true, the Hanoche at the end of four Hames is not indispensable towards the continuance, the continuation of the Zrike from the first Dalet to the second Dalet. But the passing of the Dalet is indispensable towards the passing beyond the Dalet, towards the passing beyond the Dalet. So Mimele, it's mamish like Nischaven Lizrik Shim, and because of Shimle. Now we have to understand. Definitely a machlekes in the certain omdes between the Rashba and Rashi. In other words, according to Rashi, so it's bitnio. Hoche kamod lizorik arba loy mizrik leitam bitnio. Hoche kamod lizorik arba loy mizrik leitam ne. Is it ne? So how does Rashi explain it? Shetunu achli sibdalek loy mizrik leitam ne. So Rashi emphasizes, Hoche kol kamod lizorik dalet shetunu achli sibdalek. He has to emphasize shetunu achli sibdalek because it's bitnio. Because if he wouldn't emphasize the shetunu achli sibdalek, so the mele, you couldn't say it bitnio. So then it would be in chaname, you see. Because when you throw a ball over a distance of chesames, so then the passing of the ball over the first dalet ames is indispensable towards the passing over the second dalet ames. So how can Rashi explain that it is bitlio? So Rashi, in order to explain bitlio, he says einachaname, the passing go over the distance of the first aladames is indispensable towards the passing over the distance of the second aladames, but the hanoche after the first aladames passing is not indispensable towards the passing over the second aladames. But according to the Rashba, the Gemara is saying that as long as the passing over the first dalet ames is indispensable towards the passing over the second dalet ames, so it's dalet ames, so the melee is considered like shimshim. Now, Shemishimen, so then, it is obvious that it's Nisab de Machshavte. Why? Because Shimem is in Lochem by itself, without anything. You don't have to write any other letters after Shimem. So maybe when he had Kavonet to write Shimem, I involved Nun. So in effect, he had the Kavonet to do two Melochas. To write one Loche of Shimem, and then to continue it and prolong the Melochah. Now, but here, suppose it would pass. So Rashi says that here it's not considered like Shimem, because when he's mischaving to throw the ball, it should go Chesames, it should come in distance of Chesames. So true, his kavoni was that first it should pass the first Aladames and then continue to pass the second Aladames. But the first Aladames, the passing of the first Aladames without Hanoche, is not the Meloche. So Mele, there was no kavoni. You can say Yesh Bechal Mosayim on it. By Shem Mishimen, you can say Yesh Bechal Mosayim on it. But here, you cannot say Yesh Bechal Mosayim on it. So apparently the Rashba holds that here you can also say Yesh Bechal Mosayim on it. Why? Because when you have the Kavone, that it should pass Chesames. So the Kavone is that it should first pass the first Aladames and then the second Aladames. Now I think that the machlekes between Rashi and the Rashbo has to do with the Shaile. I discussed it. There is a machlekes between Rabbi Chaim and Rabbi the Pushener on that question. So is it considered that so Reb Chaim assumed that when is Mavir Chesames, so all the Chesames is an integral part of the Maisavere. And Rebbe assumed no. That when is Mavir Chesames, so only the first four Ames is an integral part of the Maisavere. The second Dalet Ames is a neutral zone. Is a neutral zone. Now, if we say in the Rashbo, we have to say that he holds that when one is in Chesames, so then only the first four Ames is an integral part of the Maisavere. The second four Ames is a neutral zone. It's a neutral act. It's not part of the Maisavere. It's like Mechoros Leplati Derech Stop. The second Aladames. So Mele the Rashba says, Mechus, Hoche Kame the Vizorek Le Arba, when Mizdram Gli Tamne, because it's analogous. Of course, you could argue with the Rashba, but we can understand the Rashba this way. In other words, we say that inasmuch, on the contrary, I mean the Rashba, I forgot what I said, the Rashba, I might have said it the wrong way. The Rashbo has to say that when one is Zerik Chesames, when one is Zerik Chesames, so then all the Chesames is an integral part. Is an integral part of the Maisavere. So in Mele, it's analogous to Shem Shimon. It's an integral part of the Maisavere. All the Chesames. So it's like Shem Shimon, because Shem Shimon So when he writes Shimem, so Shimem is an integral part of the Ma'aseh Avera, and then when he continues writing Ayin Vav Nun, it's still an integral part of the Ma'aseh Avera. Some Mimele, we can say Yeshu Chom Sayim Olef. Mashinkin, if we are going to say that the second Aladamas, the second Aladamas is a neutral zone, some Mimele, we cannot say that it's analogous to Shem Yishimen. Because by Shem Yishimen, So he had the kavone to do a longer meloche. He had the kavone to do a longer meloche, and he did a smaller meloche. Mashein can hear. So it's not that he had kavone to do a longer meloche, and he did a smaller meloche. He had kavone. The meloche consisted only of the passing of the first Aladamis. But his kavone was to do a meloche of passing to the first Dalad Ames, and the Anoche should be at the end of Ches Ames. And how did it happen? In other words, the Anoche was immediately after the passing of the Dalad Ames. So in Melee, it's not analogous to Shem Yishim. All right, but I don't want to discuss that. We'll discuss it next time.
So we left off by the Gemara of Pshitu Mitzchavu Mitzvah Shneino Mitzorah Karba. That's what yes. Now, so I mentioned the two Shittes of Hashemim, Rashi Shitte, that while at the beginning the Gemara assumed that the Pshitus of Mitzchavu Mitzvah Shneino Mitzorah Karba, so it is equivalent of Kosaf Shem Yishimen. But in the Maskone, the Gemara, this is Nitche. And they call it Maskone of the Gemara. So not only is it Potter in the case of Nishav and Mizrek Arba and Zorak Shmeino, but even the case of Nishav and Mizrek Shmeino and Zorak Arba. That's Rashi Shita. The Shita of the Rambam and the Rajbo is that whatever was assumed by the Gemara at the beginning remains in Maskone too. And when the Gemara says, that in the case of Nishav and Mizrek Arba v'Zorak Shmeino, so then he spot. But in the case of Nishav and Mizrek Shmeino v'Zorak Arba, so the Rashba says, and there's the Rambam Shite, that even according to Maskone of the Gemara, so it's the equivalent of Shem Yishim. And then I said that should be told in the question discussed by the Chaim and Rabele. Now, if we say, of course, I mean, apparently there are some Rishonim who hold that the Dalet Ames, even the Dalet Ames itself, even the initial Dalet Ames, is not an integral part of the Ma'aseh Avera. But if we assume that the Dalet Ames is certainly the initial Dalet Ames, is certainly an integral part of the Ma'aseh Avera. What about one who is Zeirek, who is Mavir, Ches Ames? So Reb Chaim assumes that where the Havore or the Zrike consists of Ches Ames, then all the Ches Ames are an integral part of the Ma'aseh Avera. And Rebbele assumed, no, that only the initial Dalet Ames, but the second Dalet Ames, anything over and above the initial Dalet Ames is a neutral zone. So I said that in order to explain the shite of the Rashba, now according to the Rashba, so what the Gemara said at first, that Nishav Mizrek Shmeino Mizorak Arba, so it's the equivalent of Kosav Shem Yishimen, that remains in the Maskon. And how does Rashi explain, even though Rashi holds that the Maskon of the Gemara is that even Nishav Mizrek Shmeino Mizorak Arba is Potter, but in the Havamin of the Gemara at the beginning, so the Gemara certainly said Pshite Nishav Mizrek Shmeino Mizorak Arba Harei Kosav Shem Yishimen. So Rashi explains it on the basis of of the same wonders that applies to Shem Mishina. Why do we say Shem Mishina Mischayev? It is in Lachas Machshavos. Because Shem Mishina, when he was Mischavel to write Shin Mem, Ayin Vov Nun, so in effect, he was Mischavel to do Melachek Deila. And then when he wrote just Shin Mem, so he did Melachek Tamed. So it's just as if someone was mischaving to sew a whole baguette, and he only finished half a baguette, or a fourth of a baguette. So we don't say that his potter is not Lechaz Machsheves. So Mele, according to the Rajbo, so mischaving is Rechmeino, Vizorak Arba is also like mischaving, Limlochak Deilo, Vyoso Melochak Tam. So if we say, as Reb Chaim, then we can understand the Rashi. In other words, that when one is Erik Arba, then the Maisa Avira consists of this Rikesar, But when one is Erik Ches, so the Maisa Avira consists not only in the Zrike or in the Avore of the first Arba Ames, but in all the Ches Ames, even the Ames over and above the Arba. So it's also an essential part of my Savira. True, he doesn't need it. But if he does, if he is Mavir Morten Arba, so all the whole distance that the Chayfetz passes in the Rishus Arabin is an integral part of my Savira. So Mimele we can understand the analogy between Shem Shimen and Nisham Mitzvah Shemen Mizrakava. Not that we have to say. In other words, Rashi could also agree with the Lomdes of Reb Chaim. That when you are Zerik Ches, so all the Ches Ames is an integral part of Ma'isan Ve'irei. Rashi could agree with that. But there is one difference. And that's the difference between the Havamin of the Gemara, and the Gemara said Pshite, that it is the equivalent of Shem Shimen, and Maskon of the Gemara, it's not equivalent. Why? Because when you write Shem and you are Mischavim to write Shimen, so then, you certainly can say yes b'chol mosai moni. You are mischaving to write not only shin mem, but in addition to shin mem, you are mischaving to write. In other words, in effect, when you are mischaving to write shin moi, so you are mischaving to write shin mem plus ayin vov nun, and you wrote your shin mem. So it's mischavim lemochad deilo v'osam lochad tano. So it's certainly lechaz machsheves. But Rashi says the maskon of the Gemara is since by the ledames there is another element that is an essential ingredient hanoch. So meile when he was mischavim lizrik shmeino, so then the kavone was to write not only melochad deilo, not only to be zeirin in melochad deilo. Chesames, but the Hanoche should be at the end of Chesames. The end of Chesames. Masheinkei, when it fell at the end of Daladames, so the Hanoche, which is also an essential ingredient, it did not take place the way he was mischaving it to take place. That's Rashi. So, but the Rashi holds, no. The Rashi holds, when one is Erik Ches, so all the Ches is an integral part of the Maisa Veire. So when he is Nischavei Lizrek Shmeino Vizorak Arba, so that means he is Nischavei Lemohadil. In other words, he was Nischavei for a long Yitzoy. Up to, and then the Hanoche should be upon the completion of the passage of the Melocha of Yitzoy. Upon the completion of the Melocha of Yitzoy. And we have to, he was Erik Dalet. He is Erik Dalet. So it's also Melochak Tam. It's also Melochak Tam. Now then you ask, but after all, how can the Rashba say that this is the equivalent of Shem Mishimen? True, he agrees with the Lomdes of Reb Chaim. But Rashi can also agree with the Lomdes of Reb Chaim. But still, according to Rashi, so the Gemara in the Maskone was Deiche, what the Gemara said at the beginning. Why? Because true, all the Chesames is an integral part of the Maisa Deire. But after all, his Kavone was His kavone was that the hanoche, which is certainly an essential ingredient of the Maizah, should be at the end of Chesames. And the hanoche was not at the end of Chesames. So as far as the change between Chesames and Daladames, so it's meloche. So it's the same relationship as between Shimoin and Chain. But here there is another element. His kavone was that the hanoche should be at the end of Chesames, and then actually it was at the end of Forames. At the end of Forames. So how will the Rashba explain it? So we have to apply something else that Rashi himself says. Now, Rashi. Rashi Dav Gimel Omed Aleph. I think that I'll mention it when we went over. The third line from the end of the Omed. Yodul Inai. Hilkach Tiyotziyom Yokamide. Vinderech Itzoye Belo Yachir Evanoch. So Rashi here is emphasizing that the reason as to why Hanoche is necessary, and Hanoche is certainly an essential ingredient, but it's not that Hanoche is an essential ingredient, something separate from the Tzor. No. Because the Maisavir consists of Tzor. But without Akir and without Hanoche, it's not the Tzor. So it is an essential ingredient, but it's not an essential independent ingredient. It's part and parcel of the nature of Hitzoye. Hitzoye. Derech Hitzoye is with Hanoch. So in other words, so Memele, the Rashba can agree with this, that it's not that Hanoche is an independent ingredient. If Hanoche would be an independent ingredient, so then the Rashba couldn't say that even according to Maskona of the Gemara, so Nischavon Lizrek Shemein of Zohar Karba is the equivalent of Shemishim. After all, Shemishim, and so it's Nischavon Lohot Deva, but some more Tal. Mashenkin here, as far as one ingredient is concerned, so it's Melochot Deva and Melochot Tano. But as far as the other ingredient is concerned, it's two separate things. The Kavone was that the Hanoche should be at the end of Chesames, and then the Hanoche was at the end of Forames. So if we are going to say that Hanoche is an independent ingredient, then you couldn't make an analogy between Nischavu Lizrek Shmeino Vizorek Karba and Shemishina. One second. But if we say that Hanoche is not an independent ingredient, Hanoche, because as Rashi says, in Derech Hitzoye Bikach, so Memele, the Rashba says that even according to Maskona of the Gemara, so when is Nischavu Lizrek Shmeino Vizorek Arba, in effect, when you analyze it, so it's Nischavu Limochek Deilo and Rosom Lochek Tano. Because he was Mischave, in other words, he was Mischave to do a Itzoye over a distance of Chesamis. And what did he do? And he did a Itzoye over a distance of Forames. True. So that's as far as the difference between Ches and Dalin is concerned. So Yesh Bechal Mosayim Monim. But you say, his Kavone was that Anoche should be at the end of Ches. So if Anoche had been an independent ingredient in Echanam, so if the Kavone was that Anoche should be at the end of Chesames, and then the Anoche was at the end of Forames, so it's a different Beloche. So it's like Nischavin Lil Kitenin Beloche Danovi. It's the same Beloche, but it's a different Heft. But since Hanoche is not an independent ingredient, why is Hanoche necessary? Because without Hanoche, so the Itzoye is not really completed. In Derech Itzoye Kach. When do you have a completion on Itzoye? A completed act of Itzoye? So, in other words, without Hanoche, so that means that the Itzoye is in the process. So there is no Itzoye. Itzoye means a completed act of Itzoye. In other words, it has to have a beginning and it has to have an end. So the Akire without Akire, so it means that Itzoye does not have a real beginning.
You have to be able to delineate. This is the pshat in Rashi Rav Gimel. Why is Akir and Anoch important? Because it's not, Rashi doesn't mean in the Ritzoy Bikach, so it's Klachayat. He doesn't mean Klachayat, there's nothing to do with Klachayat. He means in the Ritzoy Bikach, in order to be a Ritzoy that is a Surah Midraise for which is Chai Vechatos, so it should be capable of being delineated. This is the beginning of the Ritzoy, this is where the Ritzoy starts, and this is where the Ritzoy ends. So where, if you have Akira and the Anoche, so the Itzoye starts with Akira, and the Itzoye ends with Anoche. So Mimele, the Rashba holds the Maskon of the, even the Korik Maskon of the Gemara. So Nischavu Nizrek Shemenu Zorek Karba, so it's Mamesh, like Kosef Shem Shemen. Nischavu Lochot Deilo, Vyosom Lochot Tano. In other words, he was Nischave to do a Melechas Itzoye over Chesames, with Anoche being completed at the end of the Itzoye. And he did a Melechas Itzoye of Dalet Ames with Anoche taking place at the end of the Itzoye. You see, if we are going to say that Anoche is an independent ingredient, so then we cannot say Yesh B'chol Mosayim Monte, because vis-a-vis the ingredient of Anoche, it's a different Anoche. So it's the same difference as Nischav Lil Kiteini V'loket Anovi. You see, but if we say that Hanoche is not an independent ingredient, in the Hitzoy Bikach, in other words, without Hanoche, so it's not a real Hitzoy. It's not the Derech Hitzoy. In other words, not the Derech Hitzoy in the sense of Tlachayat. Because it has to be, if there is a Kiran Hanoche, so then the Hitzoy can be delineated and it can be described and it is limited. From the time when the Akira takes place until the time the Anoche takes place. But if there is no Anoche, so it's not a completed act of Itzoy. So Mimele, since, so we can apply, so the Rashba holds that we can apply the Halochah of the same deal, the same Lomdes as Kosav Shem Shimon. It's Yesh B'chol Mosayim Monte. Now, but Rashi, so however, if we are going to say, so we have to say that Rashbo agrees with the Lomdes of Reb Chaim, that when he's Erek Chesames, so all the Chesames is an integral part of Maisavere. So if, let's say, the Rashbo had assumed, like the Lomdes of Rebele, that when you are Erek Chesames, so after the first initial Dalet Ames, over and above the first initial Dalet Ames, so it's a neutral zone. So then it's a different heft of Meloche. Not a different Meloche, but a different heft of Meloche. Now that's a Gemara in Krisis. That Nischavu Lil Kiteini Vizorak Anovim. So then it's not Meloches Machshavos. Nischavu Lil Kiteini Vizorak Anovim. According to everyone. Unless in the case of Shochach Melaket Melibe, so then there is a difference. But if it's not the case of Shochach Melaket Melibe, so Nischavu Lil Kiteini Vizorak Anovim, so then, it's not Melechas Machshavos. But it's the same Meloche, I mean, it's not a different Meloche. It's the Meloche of Teilish. The answer is, it's a different Chepze. The same Meloche, but the same Meloche is applied on a different Chepze. According to his Kavone, so the Meloche of Teilish was to be applied on the Chepze of Teini, and then, actually, it turned out to be applied on the Chepze of Anovim. So it's the same Meloche, but a different Chefze. A different Chefze. It's applied on a different Chefze. So Mimele, if we are going to say that when one is Eirik Chesames, so all the Chesames is an integral part of the Maisavere, so it's the same Chefze. It's the same Chefze. Yesh B'chol Mosayim Monte. So it's like Shem Shimon. But if we are going to say that only the first initial Dalet Ames is an integral part of Maisavere. And any Ames that passes in the Rishus Arabi beyond the first Dalet Ames is a neutral zone, is like stop. And then the Anoche takes place not upon the completion of the Dalet Ames, which is an essential part of the Maisavere. The Anoche takes place after the completion of the neutral part in the Maisavere, the neutral part, the neutral zone of the Maisavere of Itzoye.
So Mimele, if he was Nischavim Lizrek Shmeino, so in other words, his kavone was to be Zerek, but as far as a significant kavone is concerned, whatever is a neutral zone in the Maisavere, so kavone doesn't attach to it. I mean, it's not shayach to say he was Nischavim Lizrek Ches. But I mean, it's of no significance. Let's say, suppose one is if it is zeirik derech stop. Let's say if he's zeirik derech stop. So in other words, so it's shayach to say his kavone, whatever he does while it passes derech stop. So here too. So if we say that the ames over in the book, the initial dalet ames is a neutral zone, so even when he's mischave lizrik shmeino vizorek shmeino, so what is the important kavone not to be zerek shmeino? Because the second four ames, that's a neutral thing that just happened. So even when he's mischave lizrik shmeino vizorek shmeino, so it is a melachas machsheves, not because the kavone was for shmeino. I mean, of what relevance, of what significance is the kavone that it should pass shmeino? That's a neutral thing. So even in the case of nischav mitzvah shmeino v'zorak shmeino, so the significant and important kavone is the kavone that it should pass l'chol apoches dalet ames. And then the kavone was that the hanoche should not be immediately upon the completion of the passing of the ma'is avere, but that hanoche should be after it will pass to a neutral zone. So in other words, so his kavone was for one chepti. In other words, to be zeirik dalet ames with hanoche at the end of dalet of ches ames, and then he was zeirik dalet ames with hanoche at the end of dalet ames, not at the end of Chesames. So it's like Nischavilil Kitainim Vilo Katanovi. So it's a different Cheft. So it's a different Cheft. Now, just one second, please. Now, the Rashba, here in the Chidushim, says that he applies the same thing, Nischavim Lizrik, just as Nischavim Lizrik, Lizrik Shmeino, Nischavim Lizrik Shmeino, Vizorak Arba. So he's chayev, why? Because it's like Shem Shimen. So he says the same thing would be if someone would be zereik meshusarabim the next price. In other words, meshusarabim meshayochi beemtza. So daladames is chayev. Daladames is chayev. Now suppose he was mischavim. There is a meshusarabim here, and there is a meshusarabim here, and in the middle there is a meshusayochi, and there is four ames from the point where he started to be zeirik up to the point where he was mischavin, it should fall. There is four ames in the rishus rabin itself, but that was his kavon. But what happened? It fell down the rishus ayochit here. So the Rashba says, in such a case, so he would be chayev, because it's also like mischavin lizrik shmeino v'zorakar. Now we have to understand, Bishleim in the case of Nischavim is a Shmeino Bizorak Arba. So, as we explained it, because the Rashba agrees with the Lomdes of Reb Chaim, that when one is a Rik Chesames, so all the Chesames is an integral part of my Sadele. So, Mimele, and true that Hanochi is essential, but Hanochi is essential not as an independent ingredient. Hanochi is essential because this is imminent, the Hanoche is imminent in the Derech Itzoi. It is imminent in the Itzoi. So Mimele Nischav Lizrek Shmeino V'zorak Arba. So it's like Shemishim Yesh B'chol Masayim on it, because he in effect was Mischav to Melochek Deile, and he did the Melochek Tane Nischav Lizrek Shimen, and because of Shem. But in the case of Zerik Meshusarabim, Meshusarabim, Ushayochit Beemtza, and then it fell into the Meshusayochit. Sayochit, how can you say Yesh B'chol Masayim on it? But we have to say that the Pshat in the Rashba is Yesh B'chol Masayim on it. Nischav Menochav Deilo, v'yosam loch tano. Because even though the Rashba doesn't use that expression, but from Rashi, true Rashi is chelik on Rashba. So, because, but Rashi in explaining the hava min of the Gemara, that nishabel is a shmein of Yisrael Tarba is the equivalent of Shem Shimen, so he explains it on the basis of nishabel loch and deil of v'yosam loch tano. So vishleim in the case of nishabel is a shmein of Yisrael Vizorat arba, so it's melachat deilo versus melachat tano. But nischavim lizrek mushesaradim mushesaradim mushtayochi beemtza. And the kavone was that it should fall in the other mushesaradim, and then it fell in the mushtayochi. So how is it melachat deilo melachat tano? It's two separate things. His kavone was to do the itzoye of mavad aladames of zirat aladames mushesaradim, and actually it was mushus lashus. So we have to say in order to explain. In order that the Rashba should make sense, we have to say that the Rashba agrees with the Balamoyer. The Balamoyer Shita is that the Gemara says that the Dalai Lama is Gershus Arabi, Kilchas Gmorik Mirl. So the Yerushalme, Hiyan Azeirei, says that according to Rabbi Yude, so because of the fact that the Morag Miralo, it's a loch la Mishim Sinai, it's a separate app. According to Rabbi Yude, it's a separate app. It's a separate app. As a matter of fact, the Miri mentions such a pshat in all of the Morag too. The Morag Miralo, so it's a separate app. So the Miri rejects it. But there is no, the Yerushalmi doesn't say it according to everybody, the Yerushalmi only says it, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yude. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yude. But according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yude, so even the Yerushalmi will admit that Dal Damas Bashus Rabim is not a separate Av, it's the same Av. Now the question is, why is it the same Av? Because it's something else entirely. So because of that, that's the reason as to why the Balamoya says that the reason as to why Mavet Dal Damas Bashus Rabim is Chayev is because Dal Damas Shalodom Kenesla. That's what he says. So everybody raises the question, against the Balamoye, how can he apply this halacha of Taladamis? Taladamis Shalodom is Kenislay when this is only Takonis Chachomim. So it's an Indian in the Nemomen Esef, Kabez Nehefker. So mainly the Chachomim were makne to a person, his Taladamis, that it should be considered his Rishus. So it's like his Chotzer. But it's the Rabbonim de Galoche. And then what has it to do with Srikim Rishus Lirishus? Rishus Ayochit does not depend just on private ownership. All right, the Ramban says, and it's probably true according to all Rishayim, according to one Loshno, one Shit is Rishayim, so Blessed Yaakov is Chilik on it. We explain it. But certainly according to the Rabbon of Blessed Yaakov, so all Rishayim agree that if, let's say, a Rishus Rabim has all the characteristics of a Rishus Rabim, Shishim Ribeyim, Tezayin Amo, everything, but it's privately owned, so it's not a Rishus Rabim. Alright, so that means that's a Chisor Rishus Rabim with its private ownership. But in order to become a Rishus Ayochid, it cannot become a Rishus Ayochid simply on the basis because it's privately owned. The main thing in a Rishus Ayochid is Mechitzes. So what Shaykhes says the halacha of Taladami Shalodom Kenesley to Meitzi Meshus Lashus. And the Ramoyer says that's the reason as to why Mavad Adami Shus Ram is Chayev, because Taladami Shalodom Kenesley. So one kashi is that everybody raises against the Ramoyer is that's only the Rabbonon. Second kashi is even the Rabbonon, so it only means that he is type, but that doesn't make it in the Shus Ram. Title alone does not make it into a Rishus Ayochid. We must have mechitzes. The third kashya that everybody raises against the Balamoya is, but the halacha is, the Gemara says in Bom Metzia in Shnayim Orzin that Aladames is only Kenan Yesimto. It's not Kenan Rishus Arabi. Now, here we are dealing with Rishus Arabi. But the plain pshat in Balamoya is not that it's mamish. It's mamish based upon the aloche of the aladami shalodim kinesel. That's it. Hakol chachomim hefka bez mehefka. The raya is why would the chachomim? In other words, you see, as I mentioned it many times, that's mentioned by Rishayim, that every takonis chachomim besides of the reason, of the rationale as to why, there must be a reason as to the how. There are just a few exceptions, my Shlosh, to other takones that only have a rationale as to the why, but do not have a rationale as to how. So, Mele, the Chachomim or Misakei. Chachomim or Misakei, the Aladame should be king. So the Gemara gives the time as to why, but it has to make sense. In other words, the Chachomim was that the Aladame of a person